Today's episode of Rob's Podcast is sponsored by TrueCar. You know, it can be difficult to find clarity when you're looking for the price of a brand new car. That's where TrueCar and the TrueCar mobile app step in, because you can configure a brand new car with all the features that you want and don't want and see what other people are paying for that same exact car down to the zip code that you live in. TrueCar users are saving an average of over $3,000 off of MSRP without any hassles or headaches. It's how car buying was always meant to be. And over 2 million cars have been sold by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network. And there's over 10,000 dealers in the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network. And you'll work directly with one of those TrueCar Certified Dealers when you visit TrueCar.com or download the TrueCar app and start saving. TrueCar, never overpay. All right, everybody, what's going on? Rob Cisternino here. We have a very fun show today because we are going to be speaking with two of the women that are organizing a once-in-a-lifetime event this upcoming January 30th in New York City. And I am very sad that I'm not going to be there, but I know so many people on the East Coast that are going to be going down there to check this out. It is going to be an NYC Survivor and Big Brother meet and greet, a peace summit. Not since a reality Game Masters, when the Big Brother and Survivor people were warring. This is now a peacetime for the two factions, and they're getting together all in one place. And it's all because of these two people that are here on the line with me. We have from Survivor, former Miss Survivor 2014, I believe, Andrea Belke is with us. Andrea, how are you?
Hello. What a great introduction. Thank you, Rob.
And also joining us for the first time on the podcast from Big Brother 17 and great friend of Andrea. Here she is. It's Meg Malley. Meg, how are you?
Hi. I'm so excited to be here. Thanks for having us.
Grandma Meg.
Yes.
Is that offensive? Gosh. Should I not say that?
I'm learning to love it. I'm on the campaign that grandmas are hot and I'm accepting it.
Yeah.
Grandma gets cranky sometimes.
Yeah.
Yes, we still got it. We still got it.
Oh my gosh, Grandma does get cranky sometimes. Don't mess with Grandma.
Oh, I've seen it.
All right, well, it's very nice to talk to both of you guys. I thought this would be so fun to have you guys both on the line to talk about this event that you're having. And of course, it's coming up in just about a little more than 2 weeks on January 30th. And correct me if I'm wrong, this is open to the public, but you need a ticket, right?
Yes, open to the public, but tickets are easy and I'll go into a good cause. So, yes.
Okay. So, Meg, this is a cause that is very close to you. Can you guys set up what the event is going to benefit?
Yes, absolutely. The event is going to the Arthritis Foundation, which, believe it or not, it's not just for grandmas. I suffer from psoriatic arthritis. I had it when I was I was diagnosed in sixth grade, actually. And it's something that I really do deal with every day. I've had a couple surgeries for it. I've been through all the medication. There's no cure for it. And we're really trying to bring awareness that, you know, it's not just a disease that old people have. I was always very uncomfortable and embarrassed to talk about it, because it's not really a cool disease to have. I'm not going to lie. And, that's really going to be our purpose of doing this. And we're trying to raise them a crap ton of money.
What's right the now. Coolest disease to have, do you think?
Not arthritis. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Trying to think of something that's like really cool. Probably like means that.
Yeah. I don't want to say anything because then people are going to get offended.
I like, have something a little more badass sounding than that.
Yeah. All right. We'll leave that for the comment section to tell us what the coolest diseases are. All right. So this is very nice that you want to raise money for arthritis. And then Andrea, why did you want to be involved with this?
Well, Meg and I have been friends for actually only 2 years now that we were notified by Facebook.
Yes.
With the Facebook, yes. Like, you've been friends for 2 years. And we had a very fast friendship. All of a sudden, it was very quick. We were best friends. And then Meg went on Big Brother. And watching Big Brother, at first, like, I didn't realize, you know, you saw Meg struggle in challenges, but I didn't realize how bad her arthritis is. And you would see her get up and take all these pills. And I didn't... Yeah, like, so I didn't realize that Meg has had this since eighth grade, and it's a huge part of her life. And then when we did some more research, we find out that, you know, kids have arthritis. And I've always wanted to get involved with the cause, so it kind of made sense when Meg brought this up. And we always wanted to organize something and kind of combine Survivor Big Brother in New York City and do it for a great cause, not just like a, you know, meet and greet. So it kind of all just fell in place.
Okay, so this is all very exciting, and there's so many people coming to this, and we'll go through the whole roster because I think it's very fun. But Andrea, since the last time we talked to you, congratulations on your new gig on People.
Thank you.
Yes, and, star.
It's been very exciting. This fall, I got hired as a host for People magazine. So People.com every morning. We have a morning show at 8:30 a.m. Eastern time. We're live. We get to interview lots of cool celebrities. Today, I got to talk to Elmo.
Oh.
The real Elmo. We also have Olivia Munn on. Like, we get a lot of really cool people. So I'm very grateful for this job.
Will Elmo be appearing at the NYC Survivor Big Brother meet and greet?
You know, I'll have to text him and see, but that would be cool. Now, I don't think he's coming.
Andrea, did you help get Meg on Big Brother? Because if I remember correctly, a year ago, didn't you help get Ariana Grande's brother? What's his name?
That
you
got?
Yes, that's it. Didn't you get him on the show?
This is the thing. Frankie Grande is a huge Survivor and Big Brother fan. I think he could have gotten on without my help. We just had parties at Frankie's place, and then a casting director that we invited came there and then met with Frankie. So, I mean, I was kind of involved, but I don't take credit for that.
Did you have to put in a good word for Meg?
No, I mean, this is the thing that's actually so crazy is that Meg and I met after I was on Survivor and before, you know, any of this Big Brother talk happened, and she got scouted. I mean, Meg, this is all out in the open, right? That you got scouted at a Bear Burger that I was actually sitting at the bar. I was sitting at the bar of a Bear Burger when she got scouted.
And Bear Burger?
Had nothing to do with it. It's a restaurant.
Okay.
It was my work. And they were like, you should apply for this show. And then I was like, oh, that's really weird because my best friend was on Survivor. And so then Andrea helped me make a video and there we are.
And Meg, did you know a lot about this world before you got sort of indoctrinated into it? Or was this all sort of like a blindside to you? Because I always say that reality TV is sort of like, we're all like vampires. And then the people who aren't on it yet, they're like the civilians and they don't really understand what it's like to be a vampire. And they think it looks cool, but then and they realize the dark side of it once it happens to them.
I've always been pretty reality TV obsessed. So I was really excited about the thought of it. I wouldn't say it was much of shock to me.
Okay. And what has this ride been like now that you are a alumni of Big Brother?
Oh my gosh. I always say that it feels like you graduate college again and like it's a whole new world. And it's been a crazy, crazy ride, but it's been so many cool, awesome people to meet as well.
Okay. All right. So this is going to be at the Public House on January 30th. So who was like the base core people that you guys started with when you put this list together?
Okay. So for me, it's tricky because I've been in the game for 5 going on 6 years. Mm-hmm. So the thing about the Wine and Cheese Club is you can't invite like two of them because everyone talks and they're going to be like, why didn't Andrea invite me? So I just invited like,
wait, hold on, Andrea. How would you know when the Wine and Cheese Alliance gets annoyed with somebody?
They tweet about it.
You seem like you have some firsthand experience of being on the business end of the Wine and Cheese Alliance.
Let's just say I was kicked out for a while.
Okay.
I was kicked out of the Wine and Cheese Club for a while after voting out Francesca, but
I see Francesca's not on the roster. Did you not invite Francesca?
No. Francesca was invited, and she got back to me and said she thinks she can make the night event, but she's not sure she'll get back to me.
Yeah.
So what I did was I just invited the Wine and Cheese Club, everyone I've talked to in the last year. So the thing is, if I missed anyone, nothing is personal. It's just that it's Meg and I organizing this. It's our first event ever we're organizing.
Yeah.
So I just invited everyone on this like email chain that we have.
Because nobody's going to get mad at Meg. Everybody's going to say that, oh, well, Meg is, she's the new person that Andrea had the final say on this.
I hope nobody gets upset with me. But the thing was, is I invited most of the wine and cheese. They all got back to me. Some can make the night event. Some can come to both. And then after we made the flyer, Meg and I decided, okay, no more people at the first event because it's going to get crazy.
Well, what is this day event? This is like the Rodney Ball. You guys are like doing an activity during the day?
No, it's just like, it's just going to be a meet and greet kind of thing. So people can come. It's just honestly why we did the afternoon event was because we wanted kids to have a chance to come out too. We had a lot of emails at first being like, we really hope that kids can come. So since the bar is like 21 and over, we figured we would have like a chance just to like hang out, come get pictures and chill with us in the afternoon.
So where is the daytime part of it? That's also at the bar?
Yeah. It's at Yotel.
Yotel. What's that?
Yotel. It's a hotel on 10th Ave and 41st.
Okay. And so the kids come in and are there like activities or they just have like an autograph book?
It's just a hangout and we're going to give out, we'll have posters for people to sign and take as many pictures that you want and talk to us. And, it's going to be a good time.
All right.
And for our first event, we kind of made it simple. So the first event, it's going to be, you know, you get stuff signed. There's going to be like the arthritis people are going to be there getting information out. So we're kind of going to see how this year goes and then elaborate for the next one.
Now, Andrea, who are you most worried about cursing in front of the kids? Because I feel like you have a pretty rowdy bunch here. And I feel like I'd be very concerned that maybe some parent could be offended.
I mean, Eliza.
Eliza. Yeah, that is the right answer. If you went to the last know-it-alls. Yeah. Meg, what about on the Big Brother side? Who are you most concerned about not being able to stop cursing in front of the kids?
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Jason Moy. Are you serious?
Yeah, that's the right answer. That's a tie between Jason and Gina Marie.
Gina Marie. I know.
You kids are a bunch of scrubs. Yeah. Either one, that could be a big problem. All right. But I'm sure everybody's going to be on their best behavior because they're raising money for a good cause. And then what do you guys do with these reality people in between from the daytime until the nighttime? Do you have to feed them?
That's what we haven't figured out yet. Meg, I don't know. What are you thinking?
Yeah, I mean, we're, Andrew and I have already accepted that we're going to be crazy women that day. So we're trying to figure out the most easy way to get everyone there and figuring out how to handle everyone.
Well, so. This is the thing, Rob, we have people flying in. Mm-hmm. So yeah. We have to get them, and some of this is coming out of pocket. So we have to get them from the airport. The airport to the hotel and then figure out what to do on the Friday night that they get in.
You should have got some amazing racers. They can figure it out on their own.
That's right.
Just give them the address.
Well, Jackie. So maybe
that's true.
Jackie, oh, yeah, that's right. Hello, Jackie.
So before, I mean, I think in between events, maybe we can figure out some sort of early dinner thing. But I think that'll be the last on our list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're going to
add a lot of my Survivor people are from New York, so I think that they'll be fine.
Yeah, they'll be fine, and then you'll figure it out. Because sometimes, like just like Grandma, these Survivors get cranky if they don't get to eat.
They can survive. Don't worry.
Okay, and then so the bar then that starts from seven to 10, and then what happens at 10?
If you'd like to know.
We all go to bed.
Yes. We're going to our hotel rooms and saying goodnight.
Okay. Well,
this is the thing. The bar is really cool. Like
it's
and
so
everyone
cool.
Everyone there has been so nice. We just met with them last week and people can hang out there afterwards. And then it's kind of, you know, do your own thing. It's New York City.
Do your own thing. Okay. So then who are the people that are on the roster for this?
Okay. I'll go first. So we have, from the last season, we have Kelly Wentworth, we have Sierra.
Don't rush through it, Andrea. Right. Let's make a meal out of this.
There's a lot, though.
So Kelly Wentworth is coming. That's exciting.
Yes. And I've never met her, so.
Yeah, but I feel like that you were pro Kelly Wentworth from last year in the Miss Survivor from 2015.
Yeah, I really like her. I think she has such a great attitude about everything. And I thought she was amazing in this last season.
Andrea, what did you think of my decision to suspend Miss Survivor for a year?
Honestly, I think it was a good decision.
Ah!
Because, for my first two seasons, it was pretty, I thought it was pretty tame. I mean, Rob's taboo buzzer would say something like, I killed puppies. But besides that,
Is he invited to this?
I think he's coming, actually. Oh, no. I'm not sure. Don't quote me, but I think I saw on Twitter he's coming, but I'm not sure. he's got it. It's Rob Taboo's buzzer.
He's redeemed himself.
but I know the season, the competition, Miss Survivor, after my season or after my reign was kind of, it was rough. Like, right. I think it got pretty hostile. I think that's why you made the decision.
It's like kind of like Game of Thrones, where I'm like Daenerys and like Miss Survivor is like the dragons. And now it's gotten like it's too big and I don't know if I can control it anymore. So I feel like that maybe this year it's too much.
Oh, Meg, I don't even think Meg knows what Miss Survivor is.
Yes. Did you know Andrea was Miss Survivor, Meg?
That part I knew.
Meg, some people are saying that instead of Miss Survivor, we should be doing Miss Big Brother and Mr. Big Brother this year.
Oh my gosh. Clearly I would win. I win on everything. So
this would be the first thing that you won, right?
Yeah. All right. Needed a bell.
Okay.
All right. So then we have
Kelly Wentworth is coming. Is Dale Wentworth coming? Where is Farm Guy 69?
I don't know where he is. Why is that his Twitter? It's so weird. And then we have Sierra.
That's exciting. Two of the witches.
Girl crush.
Yo, Sierra is your girl crush.
Yeah. Wow. I love her.
Going back to when you beat her for Miss Survivor?
Yeah.
Is that when it started?
Yes, that's when it all started. I don't think she even knows this, but now she does.
Was it when she told her laundry chute story from Miss Survivor? Was that what it was?
Ew, that was bad.
So now, how come you only have two out of the three witches? Where is Abby Maria?
I think I sent an email to her and I never got back from her.
Okay.
So I had sent something to Natalie Tenorelli and I sent an email to Abby and they were like both like, oh, maybe we'll see. I think it's, sometimes for a lot of people, it's hard to make the trek out.
With me, you're dead.
Yeah.
She would have added some flavor to it.
Yes, she would have. Okay. All right. And then now those are not the only people from season 31. Who else is coming?
Steven Fishback, he's coming.
Yes.
I didn't think he was going to come.
Steven can be pretty fun at these things.
Oh, yeah. But you have to get him there. He's very stubborn.
You have to get him there. But
he likes to be elusive.
Yeah, and then he gets a few drinks in him and he starts like yelling.
Steven, he's a staple. If it's New York City and it's an event, he's got to be there. So I'm so happy he's coming to both events.
Yeah, he's there. Who else is there?
So then we have Eliza. Yeah.
Also rowdy.
Rowdy. Oh, so rowdy. And then we have Brian Corden.
Okay, very fun.
Yeah, from Guatemala. Then we have Josh and Reed, who are both very busy.
Yes.
Those Broadway boys. Yes. Those guys are so fun to follow. They do so well.
Like on social media or just like in general?
Not in general. Following them on the street.
Stalk them.
On social media.
Yeah, I thought Reed was traveling. I thought he was in a show. He's back.
He's in Paramore. And I actually have a friend that's in Paramore. And I think it's, don't quote me again. I think it's going to Broadway. But they're both doing shows. And then Josh is doing Dr. Zhivago.
Okay.
And the weird thing was, I actually saw Josh in Zhivago before he was on Survivor. So I didn't, take note of that. But yes. It's kind of cool. Fun fact.
Meg, was there any talk of having any of these performers do a performance during the event?
No.
No dinner theater?
I think maybe Andrea will perform a song.
Oh.
Ew.
Will you rap again?
Meg just performed a song at 54 Below. So
what song, Meg?
I sang from Damn Yankees. I went back to my Broadway roots in that night. Don't worry, there were a lot of jokes about me being a reality person and not a Broadway star.
Okay.
Meg did this event where everyone, they had, it would say their name and then in parentheses, which Broadway shows they were on. And then it's Meg Malley, Big Brother.
You should have said that was a show. It's off Broadway.
It was quite a night. Yeah.
It could be a Broadway show. That's our next project.
Yeah. Meg, will you be talking with Josh and Reed on putting together Big Brother the musical?
I think so. I think it's going to happen.
I actually think that's a good idea, Andrea, for Survivor the musical.
It is a good idea. People have brought that up before.
Yeah.
I think you get like some island medley and people perform. I actually just saw The Lion King on Broadway. So I feel like it's a similar thing. You have all these people harmonizing to the theme song of Survivor.
There are some really talented people out there that listen to this show. And I feel like Survivor the musical, I think that maybe like, especially if we did it just like as a radio play and didn't have it as any choreography in it, I feel like that could come together pretty quickly.
But the casting process could get vicious.
Well, it would be people playing the survivors. I don't know other than Josh and Reed, I don't know how many people could actually pull it off a performance.
So wait, you would cast someone as me?
Well,
are you casting it?
Yeah, if you were one of the characters in the thing, yeah, then if you were in the story, then Andrea would be in the story. I mean, I think that maybe, is this taking place during Survivor Redemption Island? I feel like Boston Rob is a character in Survivor the Musical. Philip is probably in there.
Ew, not that season. Any season but that season.
I think probably Cochran is in Survivor the Musical.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And we have auditions for all these people. All right. So who else is coming from Survivor, not the musical?
Okay. Also we have Mike Holloway.
Yes.
Survivor winner.
Yes, that's huge. That's huge.
Yeah.
Mike Holloway, I saw, was hanging out with a bunch of the Big Brother people also, Meg. Now, how did the Dirty 30 cross paths with...
I know, we were in Dallas, and honestly, I like was obsessed with him, Sierra, Rodney was there. They're actually, I kind of, not gonna, not to say anything, but they're kind of cooler than Big Brother people, I'm not gonna lie.
What?
Wow, that's amazing.
I'm just saying, I feel like Big Brother people, like, we're a little bit prissier, you know? Like, Survivor people just tell you how it is, they're chill.
You are disowning the Big Brother Mean 17 for the Dirty 30?
No, never, never. I'm just saying that, you know, we're a little bit more...
The collective alumni you're disowning for the Dirty 30.
We're a little high maintenance, let's be real here.
Yeah.
I can see that, actually.
But what you're saying. I do hear what you're saying about the difference between the people that come out of both shows.
You guys got to sleep in beds or dentist chairs. We were on bamboo, Meg.
I know, that's what I'm saying. The have-nots were the worst thing in the world to us. We can't even imagine Survivor, I feel like.
I do feel like that the difference between the Big Brother alumni and the Survivor alumni mostly comes down to, I do think that the Survivor alumni are pretty outgoing, whereas I feel like a lot of times the Big Brother alumni can be kind of insular. And sort of like they just sort of like want to hole up and like talk to each other, where I feel like that a bunch of the Survivor alumni together tends to be a little bit more of a fun group.
Well, I don't know about
and
that.
And more inclusive. like I feel like the Big Brother people are really fun with each other, but not necessarily with like strangers.
Rob, you have not hung out with me yet, obviously.
Maybe you're the exception. Maybe I've hung out with the wrong crowd.
I think Meg is the exception. Yeah, she's the most friendly person ever.
Andrea, did you find that to be true?
You know, I actually don't know a lot of Big Brother people.
Because they're not talking to you. They're talking to other Big Brother people.
Exactly. I mean, everyone I've met has been fine. I obviously am biased, and I think Survivor people are very friendly and, you know, receptive to fans. But it's interesting. I also think it varies season to season, which is kind of odd, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, of course, obviously not every single person from a certain show is the same sort of way, but I do feel like that has been my experience over the long time that I've known Survivor people and Big Brother people.
Well, we'll have to see at our event. We'll take a look.
Yeah. That's why things are changing now.
Who is nicer to you?
Yeah, you guys are tearing down the wall.
Everyone has to be friends.
All right, so Mike Holloway is coming.
Mike Holloway, and then we have another Survivor winner. We have Sophie Clark.
Yes.
Which I love Sophie, so I'm so happy that she's coming.
Sophie is very fun.
And then we have Michael Snow from my season.
Snowy really stole the show at the last Know-It-Alls in New York.
Wait, what do you mean?
He was really funny. That part where when he came up on the stage and when he told the story about how Francesca didn't remember he was on Survivor Fans versus Favorites. And then when he was just really good. He was like really locked in.
He is a hoot. I wish he would have made it farther in our season and you could have seen his personality because he's so hilarious.
Yeah, he's so very funny.
And then last but not least, we have Bryce coming.
Wow.
And I love Bryce.
Yes.
And he's come to your event. So yes. He's
Bryce has a huge following. Everybody loves Bryce.
Oh my God.
Meg, have you ever heard this song before?
What is happening?
Yeah.
It's the Bryce Army.
Yeah, no, they'll be out in force. Gosh. The purple pants badasses.
Meg, you're gonna love Bryce.
I know, Rob. This is what's so funny is I'm a horrible friend and I'm like survivor clueless. So yes. I'm so excited to just meet everyone with all of it. Oh. I've been trying to be creepy girl and research everyone and see like what the deal is. So
if that's creepy, then I don't know what you would consider me.
Well, I saw that Kelly Wentworth commented on one of your photos and not mine, so I'm a little bitter.
Yeah.
You and Kelly Wentworth are already friends. You haven't even met. I mean, I haven't met her either.
Yeah.
Stealing your girl.
Andrea won't get mad until you have Sierra leaving you a comment.
Yeah,
and
that's
her.
Right. That's right.
Sierra is mine.
I got to work on that one.
Yes. All right. So then what about on the Big Brother side of the aisle? I feel like this is like a wedding and we talk about it like, okay, this is are you on the groom side or the bride side?
Wait, who's the bride? Who's the groom?
That's up to you guys.
Oh my gosh. Maybe. Yeah. Yeah. We have awesome people coming up. For pretty much everyone's from my season. We have Gina Marie though coming.
Yes. Well,
she honestly has been like, she reached out to me. She's so supportive of everything. So she will be there.
Can I just say, speaking of Gina Marie, have you guys followed the saga of Nick Juhas?
No.
Hey, no. Well, what is it?
Man, like Nick Juhas, like that Nick Juhas is not like Nick Juhas from Big Brother anymore. He's like some kind of scientist. And did you see like there were these clips like that were like kind of viral, like of him on the Today Show where he was giving like Willie Geist and like Al Roker like different like balloons filled with gases to change their voices. And even like I was watching on NBC, like the best of like 2015 clip show, they were like, well, this crazy scientist guy came on the Today Show one time with, he had these balloons filled with gas. Yes. Yeah.
Man.
That's odd.
Yeah. Nick Juhas has like a whole different post Big Brother life.
I remember kind of following him because he's a host I am. And he had met with E! Network, like, right before I had. So I was like, oh, Nick Juhas, like, someone I should, you know, keep in touch with, but, like, keep a track on, see where he goes from here.
Yeah.
No idea he's doing
science.
He goes on the Today Show and does, like, science experiments.
You know, I kind of love that, though, when people do something so crazy. Not like Francesca does her dating stuff. So
yeah, also on the Today Show.
Yeah, so it's kind of cool when people branch out and do things that you didn't think they would do.
Yeah, the key is to get on the Today Show. Maybe Gina Marie was right about this, Nick Juhas. He was going places.
Maybe we should start thinking about scientists, Andrea. That's a good career choice.
I just wanted to know, how did Nick Juhas get his hands on all these dangerous gases? Juhas into the laboratory to be able to take all these things apart? He's like, hey, I'm a scientist. Yeah, I gotta do some experiments.
He's got a hookup.
I guess so. He must know somebody.
Oh my gosh.
I'm gonna have to check in with him now.
Yeah.
Nick Juhas.
Yeah, I know. I haven't talked to him really.
Okay, well, if you need any science help, he's your guy.
Go to.
Yeah. Okay, so Gina Marie is coming and there will be no scrubs. Chicken parm for everybody. Yeah. That's what you guys should do between 4 and 7 is that Gina Marie should just bring out like a tray of chicken parm for everybody.
Perfect. She actually happily will do that.
She'll do it.
Oh my gosh. So we have We have Becky Burgess coming.
Yes, Becky.
Yes.
Now, is Becky taking mass transit to get to the event?
We're going to keep her away from all the subways. Don't worry.
Yeah, be careful. We've
already had a discussion with her.
I got hit by a train last year while I was walking.
What did you guys think when she told you that story?
I honestly thought she was like kidding at first. I mean, it's crazy, honestly, especially when you're with her in person, like you would never know. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh my God. She is one tough girl. I do not want to get on her bad side ever.
Well, yeah, that was the thing on Big Brother, that she was like so under the radar and quiet. And then all of a sudden, like she got into power and then she just like really like went on the warpath.
Yeah, because who wants to mess with someone that got hit by a train? No way.
Okay. I did like when she went after Vanessa, though. It was like, finally. I cannot wait to meet Becky.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's awesome. And then, of course, if I was going to have Becky, I was going to have the J-Mac.
No!
Yes! Yes!
How are you so fast at this, Rob? I've got
everything set up. So Johnny Mac is coming. Johnny Mac seems like a really nice guy. I got to interview him back in the fall, and it seems like he's a really fun guy. I'm sure the fans are going to be really excited to see him.
Oh my gosh, you just never know what's going to come out of that boy's mouth. It's awesome.
Yeah. Okay. And Johnny Mac and Becky, so that's just friends, right?
It is. I'm such a Jackie shipper, but I don't know if it's ever going to happen.
Yeah. All right.
But love them. Then we have, of course, Miss Vegas girl Jackie is coming.
Here's Jackie. No Jeff?
No, Jeff cannot make it out. The Texas boys are not, Jeff and Clay are not making it out. Apparently they're like best friends now too. I didn't even know that.
Clay and Jeff are best friends now?
I think so.
What's going on with Clelly? Is Clelly still a thing?
Oh,
Clelly's not a thing.
Clelly's over?
Clelly has been over, yes.
No!
Yeah. I can't believe so. What about the Aust twins?
Liz Tin is still alive and surviving.
Are you guys like based now? Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
I actually talked to Austin a couple days ago, and he seems to be doing good. I think the girls are moving out there into LA.
Good,
so.
Good. Yeah. Now, that was like a big thing on the show of is Liston going to make it to Christmas dinner? I guess they did.
They did. I'm telling you, it is the thing.
But who had that Liston would last and that Clelly would be over?
I know.
Being poopy head.
Yeah. I guess he was being poopy head.
Oh my God. I'm dying.
So no more Clelly. What about the people that bought the Clelly t-shirts?
Oh, were there Clelly
t-shirts? No, there were.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my friend got one.
Yes, you can.
She was drinking and then she went online and she bought a Clelly shirt.
Maybe it's like vintage now, you know?
Yeah, now it's a collector's item.
Yeah, one and only.
Okay. So no. So now hold on now. Now if, what if now if Clay comes to NYC now, Meg, what does that mean?
No. Oh my goodness.
Meg, what are you gonna do?
Yeah.
My gosh. No, Clay, actually I do talk to Clay since the show, and he was really trying to come to this event, but he's moving to Miami, which is like
why? What's in Miami?
I am not certain of everything of what he's doing, but he's moving to Miami like in a couple weeks. So yeah, no, I'm sorry, Miami pretty boy. I don't think that's gonna happen either. Sorry to burst everyone's bubble.
Okay, so then who else is coming from the Big Brother?
We have one of my faves, Jason Roy.
Yeah, I like Jason a lot too.
He is hilarious.
Yeah.
He actually was at my Thanksgiving dinner, which is hilarious and awesome.
Yeah. So he went to Thanksgiving at your parents' house?
Yes. We had a family dinner with Jason Roy. Believe it or not, he fit in with my crazy ass family. So.
Yeah.
I met him. He's so sweet.
Yeah. We got to talk to him during the summer too. He's very fun.
Yeah. He's the best because I didn't even send an email to him. I like kind of forgot about it.
Uh-oh.
And I sent an email saying like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I didn't send this to you. And he said, oh, duh, girl, I'm already there. I didn't even need the invite. Like, he's the best.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And of course.
Yes.
My boo, James, is coming.
Yes, here comes here comes James.
I love blood. Okay. All right. Well, I'll take blood and I wiped it like war paint.
Oh my gosh, that's scary. What is that?
Yeah, he loves blood.
So James is supposed to be coming. I haven't heard, like, he told me he's coming. Fans have been a little bit crazy saying that he's like, maybe he's not coming, or
what the hell?
There's some drama.
I don't know what's going on.
Wait, so what is the drama? Is he mad at you?
No,
For putting him in the friend zone for too long. That's it.
Rob, he came and he visited me. He met all of my family and friends. How do you get mad at me for that?
I don't know.
So no, he's not mad at him. I talked to him since then. But yeah, I'm going.
So what do you think's going on? He's just like, he got too big.
Well, I think, like, the last time he visited, I actually booked his flight. So I just feel like he needs, like, a little fire under his ass to, like, book the flight.
Hmm. Okay.
But, yeah. So I'm going off of what I've heard. I've heard nothing different that he's not coming. So he's going to be there.
Okay.
He better. I will be so sad.
This is a great crew. It's going to be a very fun night. Now, is it true that there are additional people that are going to be added to this list?
So the afternoon event, we believe, is set just because we want to make sure that everyone gets to meet who they want to meet in the amount of time that we have at the venue. But at the night events, there's going to be some extra. Oh,
so you're telling me that there are more people that aren't on the website that you are going to be telling us for the first time right now?
We are.
All right, hold on a second.
Party.
Breaking news are happening now.
All right, we have an exclusive. People are coming that are not on the list for the NYC meet and greet to raise money to help research for arthritis. This is very exciting.
It's some big,
all right,
big news.
All right.
All right. Should we start with the survivor people?
Yes. Oh, how many people are there total?
I mean, let me think. Well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Eight
new people?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
So, thing two.
All right. So you want me to guess?
These people all can. Oh, guess.
Okay.
Guess.
Russell Hantz.
No. No.
No!
Oh my gosh, I want that. I need that button in my life.
Okay, let's see. Who would be good to come through? And not Brandon Hance either?
No!
Because that was your friend from Survivor Caramelin.
Yeah, but then he was weirdly mean to me afterwards, so no.
So no Hanses.
No Hanses.
Okay, then what did you tell me?
So we have Rodney coming.
Oh, okay, that's good.
You better relax, bro.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you better relax.
You better relax, bro.
We have Kat from One World and Blood vs. Water.
Yes, that's exciting.
Yes, so Kat's coming down. This is a rumor. I think Kelly from Worlds Apart is coming.
Wait, this is a rumor, not confirmed.
This is all because, Rob, this is all coming through text messages of...
No, I'm pretty sure Kelly's, like, for sure.
All right, Kelly yes. Remington, who got hit on the head. She's not sure she's coming because of the head thing, or you're not sure she's coming?
I never got a confirmation, but Meg says she did.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So then we have, Courtney Yates.
Okay. That's exciting.
That's a big one. Courtney Yates got back to me. She said, I will be at the night event. Let me know what I can do.
Yeah. You don't want her with the kids either.
Which always makes me feel good when Courtney's nice to me. Cause I know in my first interview, they were like, what? Dalton Ross was like, who's your least favorite contestant? And I didn't know what to say because I didn't want to be mean. And I was like, Courtney Yates, because she's bad at challenges. And I got so much backlash from that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was seriously just, you know, off the cuff, like, I don't know. And I just said her name. And so I feel really bad about that still, like, 5 years later.
Yeah, so I think it's okay.
Courtney Yates is being nice to me again. So it's a good day. And then we have... Okay, we have Billy Garcia.
Oh, yes.
Billy.
He's taking a break from jacking with his band.
I'm just going to throw this out there. Billy was He's kind of harassing me on Facebook. He was posting links. He was posting links of our event.
Yeah.
And going, support this event. I'm not invited, but
he's no, a whatever. Team player.
Like, I'll talk to Billy Garcia. This is fine. And then people would comment and be like, are you going? Are you going? He's like, I don't know. And then he would tag me and be like, Andrea hasn't let me know. And then I don't like, I'm not on Facebook that much. Like I post and I get off of there. So finally I saw these comments and tags and I was like, Billy, like, you can come.
Yeah.
Like just come to the night event and it's all good. So I think Billy's coming.
You tell him, Billy, sure, you can come as long as you have $35 for the ticket. No, you comped him.
Oh no, God. I comped him.
Okay,
Billy Garcia, like totally come. And then we have, okay, this is a big one. Are you ready?
We love you, Billy. Yeah.
We have Survivor Queen Parvati coming.
Oh.
Yes.
The Parvati is coming to the night event.
Yes.
And then if you want, if you're coming to this event and the next day you actually want to be healthy, she's having a yoga class at 2 p.m., and I think I'm going. It's going to depend on the night. Twofer. Yeah. I don't have the link offhand, but if you check on Parvati or my Twitters tonight or tomorrow, we're going to post the link. So you could actually do yoga with Parvati on the Sunday after the event.
Okay. So Parvati is coming.
Parvati's coming. That's huge.
No John Fincher, though?
I mean, he's, you know, invited.
He might come.
Shoot. I forgot to invite him. I just honestly, like, I figure if Parvati's
coming. Yeah, that's like a plus one.
Should I send an email to John?
he will have no problem. Like Missy and Baylor just showing up. Are you concerned that Missy and Baylor might just show up?
I would like that.
And we'll just show up.
That's their move.
You're a pro.
All right, then who else is coming from Big Brother?
So then from Big Brother, we have Adam.
Oldies but goodies.
Yeah.
I never say his last name right. Adam Pock.
He's getting out of the house first after having a baby.
Yes.
Yes. And he's been very supportive and he's shared the link and everything. So he's coming. And then we have Enzo.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah. Meow, meow.
Meow, the meow, meow. Enzo, yo.
And then I'm just assuming we haven't talked to him, but I always make him come to everything. I'm assuming Eric Stein.
Yeah, I was gonna say, how do you not have Eric Stein for this?
Yes.
We haven't even reached out to him, but he'll totally be there. He'll be there. He's the kind of person you text an hour before and you're like, you're coming, right? And he'll be there. Just say we're gonna have karaoke there and he'll show up.
I'm trying to talk to Cody too and get him to come to the night event too, because he was like all about it too when I talked to him, so hopefully he'll get there.
Okay, this is all coming together.
It's crazy. We're like blown away by how many people actually want to come.
Yeah.
We were scared it was going to be a room and just me and Andrea like waving at everyone.
Well, that's the good thing about reality TV people is that for the most part, if you have something, they're going to show up.
Yeah, it's been so awesome.
Yeah. Oh, this is going to be a very fun night for the people who come out to this thing.
We hope so. We hope it turns into a fun again. We just always keep saying, like, it is all for a good cause. It is for a charity. And we're doing our best to make everyone have, like, the best time that they can.
Yeah, it really is fun when you go to something like this. Because I know when we do the live shows, everybody that comes out to it always has a really fun time. Especially when we go out to, like, have some place, like, afterwards. You know, people have all these stories of, like, you know, because everybody, for the most part, is pretty friendly with the people that want to talk with them. And yes, everybody always comes back with like really crazy stories about like, oh, I saw this person talking to this person. It's very fun. And it really is the big difference between, you know, a lot of these other forms of entertainment where like you're actually going there and actually meeting these people that you see and follow like on TV.
Yeah.
Well, especially the night event, because we're actually like we're partying with you. So
yes. Yes.
Get ready.
Really, it's your part of the show at that point.
We also actually, if you can't make the event, we also yes, have some people live streaming. So Meg knows more about that.
If you guys, I know Reality Recaps is going to do a live stream and they're going to be interviewing the people that they find at the party. And it's all going to be set up.
I thought you meant people were going to be like live streaming in. I was like, how are you going to be able to hear what they're saying?
We have a little room set up, so they're coming and they're awesome, and they're going to be you know, basically doing like a fundathon. So they'll have all links that people can donate and really be, we want everyone to be a part of it. I think they're doing some like giveaways and stuff like that. Yeah. They've been awesome. So
they always do a good job with these things.
Yeah, they'll be there at the event trying to give everyone the inside scoop who can't be there.
Okay. Well, this is very fun. Of course, if you want to go ahead and check this out, what's the best way to tell people the link?
Yes. Well, we always say if you go on Andrea or my Twitter or Instagram, the link's blasted everywhere. But it's nymeetandgreet.eventbrite.com.
And I'll give out a short link also if you're driving or whatever, you don't have a pen handy and something that you could remember really easy. Go to robiswebsite.com/NYC meetup, all one word, NYC meetup. And that'll take you there. And I do applaud what you guys are doing. This is a great cause. I think it's going to be a very fun night. And I wish you guys nothing but the best with this.
Thank you guys so much. It means so much for everyone's support in all of this. So thank you.
Well, and thank you, Rob. We're sad that you can't be there.
Yeah, I know. It's tough to get back right now. But when will the next one be? People will be wondering, when is the next meetup?
We're probably thinking it's going to be an annual event, so we will see.
Okay.
We'll see if this one works out.
I have a couple of questions for you guys. Are you guys ready to hear some questions from the listeners?
Yes. We love them.
All right. John Johnston wants to know, Meg, do you have any great Jury House stories?
Oh, my goodness. Jury House, from what I remember, was watching TV 24/7. You know what's crazy is when we walked into the jury house, there were these puzzles, like giant puzzles. I'm not even kidding you, laying all over the house. And we just had this fear that the girls, like it was Shelly, Becky, and Jackie, they have all just turned into these old lady puzzle makers. That's all they did with their day. I just couldn't ever get over that.
Yeah, it's the puzzles
so
all day.
Odd. Yes, I was like expecting cats to start walking out. It's so odd.
Humberto wants to know, Meg, how do you think that Jackie would do on Survivor, and is she going to be the first person to complete the CBS trifecta?
Wow.
Well, Jackie's definitely a lot tougher than she seems. I think she actually would do well on it. I think people would think that she can't survive, if I may say.
Okay. And I see what you did there.
As long as she has, you know, her eyelashes and hair extensions in check, she'd be fine.
She won't, though.
She'll figure it out the month before.
Okay. Edward Morris wants to know, Andrea, did you feel that Vanessa was playing a game like Boston Rob?
Oh, I don't think... I mean, I think Boston Rob is a better player.
Or you
than
stopped
Vanessa.
Watching when Meg got voted out.
No, I continued watching. It was just Vanessa was very, very, very paranoid. And you could see it. I know Meg could probably say when you talk to Vanessa, you were scared. When you talk to Boston Rob, you feel like he's your best friend. He's the brother you never had. So I think Boston Rob's social game is way better than Vanessa's. You know, but that said, Vanessa did a great job. I just think that Boston Rob social game is just unbelievable.
Meg, I'm sure you didn't listen to the podcast, but I really carried on the night you got voted off.
Oh,
really? Did I really disagreed
in
with that move? Yes, I really did. Thought that was a no. I did not. I was not celebrating. No, I was. I said that Steve and Johnny Mac were losers, and that they just blew the game, and they had no chance to win.
Man, it was a sad night. Ay, ay, ay.
I would say, though, Meg, you were so calm and collected through the whole thing and just fun. And I could never have done that. Like, I would play a game similar to Vanessa. So I'm so paranoid. I'm a mess. You kept it all together. You were likable. Like, I was very proud of you.
Because I knew people like you were cheering me on, Andrea.
Okay, Patrick Retker wants to know, would you guys both team up to compete on The Amazing Race?
Yes!
And Andrea, you wouldn't get mad that if Meg can't run fast on The Amazing Race?
No.
You're very competitive, Andrea.
Not.
Yeah, this is the thing. Traveling, not my thing. I have missed so many flights. I'm bad at directions. I don't really pay attention.
But how many flights have you missed?
I would say maybe like 6 or 7.
6 or 7. You feel like after it happens once, you say, I'm never going to let that happen again.
You know, it's New York City. Things happen.
Do you know how many flights I've missed? 0.
Yeah.
That's not a normal thing.
Like the tortoise and the hare.
But there was a time I was flying every other weekend. And it's not all out of your control. I mean, sometimes, whatever, things happen. However, Meg would do great at the challenge, not the challenges.
Yeah, no.
At the traveling, and I think the logistics of the traveling, and then I would have to make up for the challenges. I would have to be good at those.
Okay, so you'd have to do a lot of the detours.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. I'm not sure we'd be the best at the Amazing Race. But.
We would probably be, we wouldn't be able to stop laughing at everything.
That is true.
People would hate us because we'd just be the giggly girls on the show.
Edward Morris wants to know, Meg, are you excited to go on the Gronk cruise? When is it?
Oh my gosh, it's in February. Why am I like so nervous for it?
Do you have a plus one or you have to go by yourself?
No, I'm going with one of my college girlfriends. She took me on a cruise once, so I'm kind of paying her back with this. And it's going to be a blast. I just don't know. I don't know what to expect, really. I think that's what it is.
Yeah, I don't know what to expect either.
It's going to be a lot of crazy people, but I'm sure it'll be fun.
Andrea, were you hoping that Meg would take you on the Gronk cruise?
You know, I was.
No, get out. She works. Sad. She can. She has a grown-up job now. She can't do fun things.
It's true. My life is... It is very different. Very different from the old days when Meg and I would hang out.
And go on Grand Cruises. Okay. Very exciting. All right. Well, thank you guys so much. And of course, if you want to follow Andrea and Meg on social media, of course, Andrea, you could follow her, 5 days a week on The People Show, Andrea?
Mm-hmm. Yep. 8:30 a.m. Eastern time on people.com.
Okay. And of course, Andrea is on Twitter. She's Andrea Belke. And then Meg, what's your Twitter?
Yes, my name, at Meg Malley. And I also just launched my fashion blog. It's called shadesofmeg.com. So check that out too. It's been a really fun adventure. And it's brand new.
What kinds of things are you talking about on Shades of Meg?
It's basically a mix between city life and style. So it's just seeing my like everyday life, but also outfits that are inspired by it. So it's been a blast so far.
All right. Well, thank you guys both so much for coming on. Everybody's going to be very excited. Again, that link, robiswebsite.com/NYC meetup to go there and get your tickets. And are you guys worried that this is going to sell out?
Yeah, that's the thing. We're trying to actually expand the venue to have more people there now. So yeah, we're excited. Tickets are definitely going fast.
No, tickets are going really fast. And especially now that we're promoting it more and we have the finalized list.
Yeah.
No, it is going fast. So we do expect to sell out. We are going to see our options if we do.
Yeah. And you'll be left out. You'll have to pander on Facebook like poor Billy Garcia. And tag Andrea and post like, hey, I wish I was going to this. This looks
so
much fun.
He's gonna listen to this and now make another post about this. And I'm gonna be in the doghouse.
We love you, Billy.
We do. It's all good fun.
Thank you guys both so much, and all the best of luck with the event. Okay.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you so much.
All right, take care.
Bye.
All right, everybody, there you have it. Andrea and Meg. I was trying to come up with the portmanteau word for Andrea and Meg, and I came up with Mendria. I don't really think that rolls off the tongue, but there you go. Hashtag Mendria here on the podcast. Now, we got a lot going on the podcast this week. Of course, I had already spoke with Stephen Fishback earlier this week for part 2 of my interview with him. If you haven't heard that yet, Stephen answered a bunch of questions from you guys. And then on Friday, we are going to have our full interview with Survivor Cambodia's Kelly Wentworth, who is going to be appearing at the NYC meetup. But before she does that, she'll be talking with me about her game in Cambodia. So look for that on the podcast on Friday. And if you're looking for another podcast recommendation, we've always got a lot of other great podcasts here on Podcast One, the podcast network home of Rob Has a Podcast. And if you're into scripted drama and mystery podcasts, check out Chilling Tales, the podcast. It just started this week, and each week there's a different story. It's like the audio version of a thriller series with some cool versions of scary stories, like from Edgar Allan Poe, and a ton of stories only heard on that podcast. This week, there's a story about some kids that were playing in the neighborhood. Who knew a game of flashlight tag could get so ugly? I had no idea, for one. The second story is about a little girl who took the wrath of a creature looking in her bedroom window. So if that's up your alley, check it out after you get done listening to this show. Go to podcastone.com or on iTunes to download the episode. And of course, they appreciate it just as I do when you leave them comments and feedback on iTunes. So that's going to do it here for me. And then if you want to leave us your comments on robiswebsite.com, that is always appreciated. Have a good one, everybody. We'll talk to you again soon. Take care. Bye.